So this was declassified in 1995. This is the CIA's internal assassination guide. And you can see they go through all these different methods here. So, for example, manual killings with your bare hands or with a weapon or with a wire or with a machine gun. How to carry it out to get away with it. This one's really interesting. Accidents. How to kill someone and make it look like it's an accident. This is our government. Our government defending democracy. Defending democracy with covert guides that were classified for 40 years and only pried out of their hands because Oliver Stone made a popular movie that allowed a congressional subcommittee to finally obtain these documents, and they weren't so squeamish about giving it up at that point because everyone was dead who was a part of it 40 years later. I'm going to read a little bit of this. Accidents. For secret assassination, the contrived accident is the most effective technique. The contrived accident is the most effective technique for assassination. Making it look like somebody died in an accident. A car accident, a small plane accident, a gym accident. When successfully executed, it causes little excitement and is only casually investigated. The most efficient accident in simple assassination is a fall of 75 feet or more onto a hard surface. The Wuhan lab was 80 feet. Let me read this again. The CIA assassination guide. The contrived accident is the most effective technique. When successfully executed, it causes little excitement and is only casually investigated. The most efficient accident in simple assassination is a fall of 75 feet or more onto a hard surface. Elevator shafts, stairwells, unscreened windows, and bridges will serve. Bridge falls into water are not reliable. Bridge falls into water are not reliable. In simple cases, a private meeting with the subject may be arranged at a property-cased location. So the CIA sets up a meeting with somebody where a tall window is nearby. The subject. Not the assassination target, the subject. A private meeting with the subject, you go to meet a source. May be arranged at a property case location, meaning the CIA has cased the location beforehand, knows that they can reliably, that there's a hard surface underneath that is 75 feet or taller. If the assassin immediately sets up an outcry, playing the horrified witness, no alibi or surreptitious withdrawal is necessary. In chase cases, it will usually be necessary to stun or drug the subject before dropping him. Care is required to inspire that no wound or condition not attributable to the fall is discernible after death. So if we're trying to kill a journalist or a political leader or a religious leader with a large following in a country, we can either kill him directly if he's dumb enough to meet up with one of us in a private meeting. But if we need to chase him down, stun him, use some means where once we drop him off out of a window, we drop him off a balcony, it will not be evident in the forensics that he died of, say, a gunshot wound beforehand. Falls into the sea or swiftly flowing rivers may suffice if the subject cannot swim. It will be more reliable if the assassin can arrange to attempt rescue, as he can thus be sure of the subject's death and at the same time establish a workable alibi. Democracy in action, baby. If the subject's personal habits make it feasible, alcohol may be used to prepare him for a contrived accident of any kind. ply the person with alcohol, then throw them off, and then make it sound like a overdose. Falls before trains or subway cars are usually effective, but require exact timing and can seldom be free from unexpected observation. Automobile accidents are a less satisfactory means of assassination. If the subject is deliberately run down, very exact timing is necessary. An investigation is likely to be thorough. If the subject's car is tampered with, reliability is very low. The subject may be stunned or drugged and then placed in the car, i.e., fuck him up beforehand, then stick him in the car, and then get the car hit by a train or blow up the car. But this is only reliable when the car can be run off a high cliff or into deep water without observation. So kill him beforehand, then stick him in a car and drive the car off a cliff. Of course, CIA Director William Colby would later be found floating in the water in a strange and mysterious death when he was only in his, I think, early 60s. Arson can cause accidental death if the subject is drugged and left in a burning building. Reliability is not satisfactory unless the building is isolated and highly combustible. Blow up the building. Drugs. And all types of assassination except terroristic drugs can be very effective. If the assassin is trained as a doctor or nurse and the subject is under medical care, this is an easy and rare method. Who is the general, the United States general, who died under medical care? You guys know who I'm talking about, right? Someone in chat will know. The U.S. Army General Forrestal, that's who I was thinking of, died falling out a window. Check the height of the window. See if it meets the CIA qualification. We can just get the doctor or the nurse to kill the person. An overdose of morphine administered as a sedative will kill the death without disturbance and is difficult to detect. The size of the dose will depend upon whether the subject has been using narcotics regularly. If not, 2 grains will suffice. They're actually giving instructions about how much to drug someone to have them die of an overdose. If the subject drinks heavily, morphine or a similar narcotic can be injected at the passing out stage. So once they've gotten somebody to pass out for whatever reason, pump him full of morphine and it'll look like he died of an overdose of heroin. Edge weapons, blunt weapons, firearms, silent firearms, explosives, conference room techniques. This is the CIA guide on how to kill people. How to burst into a room and kill people. They have fucking sketches. Enter room quickly but quietly. Stand in the doorway to occlude egress. Open fire on the... Look at these friggin' CIA diagrams for how to burst into a room and kill people. Anyway. All right. Well, that was a fun little detour. Let's get back to the movie. They don't teach this in high school history, do they? They've trained him wrong. They've trained him wrong as a joke.
I must apologize for Wimp Low. He is an idiot. We have purposely trained him wrong as a joke.
We have purposely told you that the CIA defends democracy as a joke.